Brian Hoyer back and now fully cleared, ready to go for you guys?
I don't even know if that's true. So I got.
Yeah, Bill told me that announcement.
Okay. Yeah, that's great.
You guys have still a lot to play for, and just the approach for this one. Just your thoughts on kind of how you attack the last game.
Like we attack every game. You go out there, you try and win. You have a great week of practice. It's the last regular season game in front of our home crowd. It's a chance to clinch a division. There's a lot to play for, and we're really looking forward to the opportunity.
Have you guys basically just worked your way out of the 2-5 start? I mean, everybody's talking about extra film study, extra work in early, all that stuff. Is that basically what's happened with this team?
I think, yeah. I mean, definitely hasn't been any magic potion, that's for sure. It's just been guys doing their job, executing assignments, everybody doing it together, all of us on the same page, just reaching towards one goal.
Bill said that halfway through the season, he kind of let you guys figure things out at practice. Coaches kind of stepped away. What was the biggest thing that you guys took away during those 11-11 workouts? To just you guys there on the field, I think.
I mean, you guys know Billy. I don't know if he fully kept quiet the entire time, but it's it's good. It's good to let the players kind of figure it out on their own, communicate on their own, because that's when you really work out all the kinks, and that's where you get a chance to see who knows what, and if somebody does know something, you get a chance to work it out with them. So I think it's a great chance for us to all get together and figure things out.
Did you see communication improving, maybe say among the front guys you've been playing with over the course of the season on the field?
Yeah, I think you see that every year. I think as the season goes on, you always start to communicate better as it goes on because you get more comfortable with each other, you understand the calls better, and you just get into the flow much better.
JJ, what did you see from the rookie class, including Bernard McKinney and Kevin Johnson this year?
I think they're doing a good job. I think they come in, they work extremely hard. They know their assignments, they execute their assignments, they do what they're told, and I think they've done a great job. I think it's a very good rookie class.
When it comes to the extra film study that Bill talked to us about, how much time do you spend on a weekly basis? How much time maybe do you spend at home, in and out of the facility, looking at that stuff? And what do you take from that?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of time spent. I mean, from meetings to after meetings to at home to watching on your own. There's countless hours spent on it. But I think it's huge because you understand who you're facing, understand tips and keys, and every little thing that you can find to take advantage of, that's what film does for you. And so I think it's obviously instrumental, and every year you do it, you learn more and more, and you find more things you can use.
What does film tell you about Bortles?
He's a very good player. I think he gets better and better as he keeps playing from year to year, from game to game. He can move around with his feet. He has a good arm. He can do a lot of different things, and so I think he's continued to improve since our last game, and I think he's a very good quarterback.
As you play more and more football games, how special are college bowl games in your memory catalog of kind of things that stand out in your career?
Yeah, I know they're big. Tonight my brothers both playing a bowl game. Derek, my older brother, plays in his final game as a collegiate athlete, so it's a bittersweet moment because it's a huge game for you, but it's also your last game. And so for him, it's really exciting. And then he gets to take the next step on towards working towards the NFL. And then for my younger brother, TJ, it's his really first bowl game that he actually gets to participate in. So he's really excited about it. So I'm going to have to take a pretty serious nap here at the end of the day to stay up until their game because it doesn't start till 9:30.
What is it like when you take off your college jersey for the last time?
Well, I left after my junior year, and I wasn't 100% sure I was taking it off for the last time. So mine's a little bit different, but I think it's just one of those things, you know, it's special. College is a special time. It's a special place, and you create bonds with the fans, with the university, and you have great memories, and it's memories that will last a lifetime. You know, you meet a lot of friends there, so it's definitely bittersweet when you leave.
How many bets with Kush do you
get? We're trying to figure out what we're gonna put on it. You know, we're not sure yet. Just something friendly. But we'll see. I think he'd look real good in red and white.
A lot of people pointed at some of the people that are in this locker room, experienced guys that have played for championships, that have meant a lot to why this team's been able to do what it's done this year. Where do you fit in that group? You're not a younger player. You're kind of right in the middle.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I'm going out there trying to win my third division in 5 years. So I think that's my goal. You know, my first 2 years here, we won the division, and we had a chance to go on into the playoffs and win a first-round game. So we're just going out here trying to do it one day at a time, trying to have great practices and then go out there on the game field and win a division, then get to the dance, and then we get to have some fun.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.